is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Back in 1975, the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack was on the top of the charts. Bruce Springsteen was on the cover of Time and Newsweek. Led Zeppelin made a double live album, and Earth, Wind & Fire were rocking sequined bell-bottoms and afros. 1975 was also the year that the influential rock magazine New Musical Express chose the Chieftains as Band of the Year. That's Morning Dew, one of the songs from the soundtrack to the Stanley Kubrick film Barry Lyndon that put the traditional Irish band on the map. The Chieftains had been making music long before that, together since the late 50s. The band made its first album in 1962. 50-plus years later, the Chieftains have collaborated with artists from Luciano Pavarotti to the Muppets. And we are so honored to have Patty Maloney, founding member, on the line with us. Welcome to the program, Patty.
I'm delighted to be speaking to you, Virginia.
Well, here's the legend, according to Wikipedia, anyway. Your mother bought you a tin whistle when you were six, and at the age of eight, you started to learn the Ilian pipes. So were you raised in an environment that this music was alive or disappearing?
Well, it wasn't hugely popular, let's put it that way. And there was great fears that rock and roll, that, you know, with the radio sort of coming into strength and that sort of thing, and Bill Haley and the Comets would take over, and this great folk art of traditional Irish music might die, you know. And to be seen walking down the street with a fiddle under your arm, you know, you get a slag, you know, and, from your schoolmates or workmates or whatever. That's all changed now, of course. They're looking for tickets for your show. But I did grow up in an environment. My grandfather was a flute player, so music in the family was part of the whole thing. That was the source of entertainment. Very little radio, no television, of course, in those days. And for me as a child, that 1 shilling and ninepence for a tin whistle got me going on it.
How much was it?
1 shilling and ninepence. That's
one
the old currency.
1 shilling and ninepence.
Yeah.
It all started there. And this was, you know, when you made your first album, it strikes me that Bob Dylan had just made his first record. The Rolling Stones had been formed. The Beatles auditioned for Decca. This was kind of the dawn of the British invasion. Were you living like rock stars at this time, Patty?
No, not really. You know, I was looking at the Beatles there on the Ed Sullivan Show. Well, we, in 1959, I remember being on holidays, and I was drinking pineapple juice in those days in the west of Ireland. And this little pub where we used to take over every night, music and singing and dancing, 59 now. And it was just brilliant. But this American man came in one time wearing sort of like green trousers and dark glasses. And so he was enjoying the music. And he said, "Well, my name is Ed Sullivan, and I have a TV show." And for me, television, I didn't even know about as much, you know, and wasn't into anything big or startling or anything like that in those days. And "I'd love to have you on my show." "Oh, yeah," I said, "yeah, sure, yeah." So I thought it was just another one of these people showing off, you know.
Oh, no.
And found out 12 years later who he was.
That was the moment. Well, I read several things about your influence in music and other stars of the time. And throughout the years, you've collaborated with loads of other musicians and in styles of music. You've explored country, Galician music, the music of Newfoundland. You've collaborated with the Rolling Stones, Tom Jones, Ziggy Marley, Madonna. What did you do with Madonna?
No, that was a bit of a farce. It was our late harp player. He was a terrible character. Derek Bell put out a story. He said, "Well, I had breakfast with Madonna, you know." Well, the Mayflower Hotel in Central Park, New York, was a place that all musicians hung out, you know. And they used to stay there. So Derek happened to be down having his breakfast, and the table next door was Madonna. So he put the thing out that he had breakfast with Madonna. You know? But he was a terrible character altogether, you know.
That was it? He just sat in the same room?
And she was a great admirer. And we went to, I remember going to one of her concerts in Toronto, I think it was, or Seattle, I'm not sure now. You know, that was as far as that got. We never actually did anything together.
We're speaking with Paddy Maloney, founding member of the Chieftains. I'd love to hear about some of these other collaborations. You also have famously collaborated and toured with Van Morrison. Now, I guess it's unfair to ask you which one of these artists that you've worked with was your favorite, but any pairing stand out for you that, you know, completely unexpected that really worked?
Well, who wouldn't say that the collaboration with Van Morrison should have worked, because he's got a reputation, as you know, and I think it's, well, it's unfair because he's just such a fantastic musician and great songs, and even to this day he's still at it, you know. And and we did in fact go on tour together for a year, which was just an amazing on stage with Van and the Chieftains together, and it worked, you know. And then later years, you know, I got him to sing the song Shenandoah on the one of our albums, the Long Journey Home.
Oh, Shenandoah, as far I wander.
But Van was great to work with, you know. I mean, you had to tread lightly.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah, but him and I got on great, you know. I mean, there was that magic, that great thing interplay between the two of us, that between us and the Chieftains and Van, that really, you know, it came together easily enough.
Well, I'd love to get to another collaboration, which I thought was just fantastic. Catherine Coleman, she was playing at the International Space Station. She's a Canadian astronaut. She borrowed instruments from you, I guess, including a wooden flute from your bandmate and a tin whistle from you, Paddy Maloney. Tell us a little bit about how this happened.
Yeah, Katie Coleman, she went up into the space station and Matt's flute and my tin whistle. And it was up there for 6 months and 93 million miles. They went around the world. And I gave her a tune. And then she beamed down onto the internet, St. Patrick's Day wish, you know, happy St. Patrick's Day. And here's the flute. And so the DVD, you'll see where she actually takes the whistle and plays this little tune, Fanny Power. And on the CD, I brought it back to Ireland. And I used the exact copy of what she sent, and I put Chieftains onto it, and so we play that in concert as well, and we show the video and we play along to it. You know?
I've seen it. She's floating around weightless. Let's hear from it. From backcountry Ireland to the International Space Station, what is it that makes your music so absolutely universal, so enduring?
This is it, and I suppose the world has become a small place now, even to be going up into space. We actually played with Chris Hadfield, also the commander.
The Canadian commander. He did Moon Dance with you, didn't he?
He danced right last year. So we are spreading our wings with music.
I would say so.
It has no boundaries whatsoever. I mean, it's the music itself is appealing to everybody. You know, the music, you don't have to be Irish to like it or to know about it or to play it, for that matter.
Well, it's wonderful that you're so excited about the music, you know, 53 years in. Was there ever a point where you just thought, oh, I'd love to play something else? I mean, you'd been touring for decades on this music.
We have. It's the music itself. It's part of our whole being, our life. It be so empty without it, you know. And at one stage, I was learning accountancy.
Wow.
And I'd go so far at night studying, you know, until Christmas, and then the parties would start and the music and take over, and I'd give it up and come back again the following year. So, but I actually worked at that sort of business for about 10 years.
Well, it would have been a tragedy if we had lost you to that field, I must say.
Well, I'm glad, you know. And my mother got lovely, you know. She was always saying to me, my wife, terrible thing about Pat, he never got himself a decent job, you know. And and everything was going, I used to say, it's going grand, everything is good, you know, you should be happy. When Trinity College decided to give me an honorary doctorate, I was... Van Morrison was there sitting beside my mother, who was 83 at the time, and she was all dolled up and hat on. So she was looking. So we never heard any more about the good job or decent job after that, you know. She was convinced I must be all right, doing okay.
Well, Dr. Paddy Maloney, what a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you very much, Bridget. Lovely to speak with you.
Lovely to speak with you, too. There's more information on the Chieftains at wordofmouthradio.org.